Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life from our Life team.
Well, hey everyone, welcome to the Words of Life podcast for today. It's Simon and Erin Manners joining you.
Hi everyone, hope you're doing well. Erin, it's great to be with you again.
Well, to be fair, you don't have much of a choice. We are in level 4 lockdown here in Auckland.
That's correct.
So we're spending a lot of time together.
Yep, that's right. But it's all going very well. And I think this time round, a lot more smoothly under this roof, probably more so than other lockdowns.
It is. It has been pretty good. And hopefully wherever you are and whatever you're doing, it's all been okay for you as well.
That's right. Having some fun.
One of the things I have loved over the last few weeks, Simon, has been the series that we've been in at church. Guess Who?
That's right. I don't know about you, but every time I hear that series title, I just think of the children's game, Guess Who, where you pick a character and then have to try and guess who the other person has before they guess your character. And it's just a bit like life, really. We're all just trying to figure out who we are.
Exactly. I know, I always wanted to be the same person in that game, though.
Who was that?
The girl with the brown hair.
Oh, but that's so much like me. Yeah, the girl with the brown hair.
Not the bald, ginger-haired, glasses-wearing guy. Is that was your pick?
Yeah, I'm not sure who my pick was, to be honest. Yeah. I never picked anyone with the glasses because it was too easy to, like, if they said, have you got glasses? And you said yes, then it nailed, you know, eliminate a whole lot of people.
That's true. Anyway, one of the aspects of the Guess Who series that we're going to be talking about today is dealing with negative thoughts.
This is a big one. I don't think, it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, we all deal with this. This is a massive subject.
Yeah, I know. It's been big for me and in lots of different areas of my life. You know, feeling like not good enough or don't measure up or haven't got what it takes to do what God's asked me to do. Would you be the same, Simon?
Absolutely the same. Many of you listening today would have heard of, you know, the imposter syndrome. You know, you feel like you're not good enough to be doing what you're doing and you're going to get found out. Well, I deal with that all the time, thinking I'm not good enough to do, you know, be a surgeon or something, you know, at times husband, father. So yeah, we all deal with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can relate to one of these things or something in your own life. But today we want to share our foundational scripture for our conversation. And it's found in Philippians chapter 4 from verse 8. And this is in the Passion Translation. It says, "So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always."
I love it. It's such a great passage of scripture, this, that the Apostle Paul talks about. Obviously, a couple of verses before, he's saying, don't be anxious. So someone, you know, fixing what they're thinking about on all of these, you know, worrying things. And he said, don't do that. Instead, fix your thoughts on what's good and what's noble, what's respectful. And of course, praise God.
It is easier said than done, isn't
totally,
it? Because thoughts come into your mind and we don't always have control over the thoughts that come in. But what we do have control over is what we then do with those thoughts.
Yeah.
I heard an analogy recently of our mind being like a supermarket. And when you go to the supermarket, you walk in and there's all sorts of different products on the shelf and we don't have any control over what's on the shelf. But we do get to choose what we pick, what we put in our trolley and what we then take home and consume. And it's like that with our thoughts. You know, we don't necessarily control what's there, but we can choose what to focus on. What are we going to pick up? What are we going to consume?
That's it.
And another thing with that is whenever a product gets consumed a lot, it gets replaced at a faster rate.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting because the more you consume a thought, the more you're going to think about that and the more it's going to be prominent in your mind. So you actually have to make decisions to stop that there and then.
Yeah, wow, that's a great analogy. Probably makes a lot of sense why I end up going to the supermarket and coming home with all the stuff that's not on the list.
That's true, actually. I send you out for bread and milk and you come home with bagfuls of stuff that we don't actually need.
Yeah, Well, still a work in progress, Erin. Still a work in progress.
Just like our thoughts. Yeah, it's a great analogy. But there are a couple of things we thought we would share with you today. Just three quick thoughts around how do we get better at dealing with those negative thoughts. And the first one is simply self-awareness and recognition.
Yeah, I think it was Pastor Scott on the weekend that actually challenged us to stop and take a moment to think about what we're thinking about. Another way of saying that is, why don't you do a thought audit? You know, across the day, just keep a track of what are the things that I'm thinking about, and are they mostly negative or are they positive? Are they worldly or are they eternal? You know, it can be really interesting because often it's almost the subconscious.
Yeah.
We don't even realize that we're doing it all the time, but very subtly, very slowly, you know, we can end up drifting into a negative space because that's what we're thinking about all the time.
Yeah, that's so great. We have a lot of blind spots, I think. All of us do, right? Yeah. And unless you take time to actually think about it, then it can be very hard to actually realize that you're going down those tracks sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I think after that, the second thing that we would, you know, encourage or challenge you with is that if you are having those negative thoughts, then take time to try and redirect, or another way of reframing what you're thinking about.
Yeah, because it's not just as easy as stopping the thought in its track. You actually have to replace it or guide your mind to another place. Because if we say to you, stop thinking about elephants, what are you thinking about right now?
Yeah, I'm straight away I'm thinking about an elephant, I've got to say.
It's very hard to tell yourself to stop thinking about something. Instead, you want to replace that thought with something else. And so that could look like a positive affirmation that you continually say, or a scripture. I've used lots of great scriptures before. Or it could even be a positive action, like replace that negative thought with going for a walk, or, you know, doing star jumps or something.
Yeah, that's right. Just almost like a distraction, isn't it? You've got to try and stop your mind from going down that same path that it's always been going and create a new path for it to go.
Yeah.
And I love that in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says you've got to take captive those thoughts and make them obedient to Christ. It's like what Pastor Paul in this series has been talking about. You have to isolate insecurity. You have to isolate those negative thoughts. Otherwise, they'll end up isolating you.
And making sure that your thoughts align with the truth of God's word.
Absolutely.
And not the way in which you feel. Like, you may feel like you're fearful and the feelings is real, but the word of God says that he did not give us a spirit of fear. So do we make our feelings come into alignment to ourself or to the word of God?
Yeah, that's right. The word of God has got to be the ultimate foundation, because again, we don't conform. We don't think like the world thinks. We've got to think differently. And the only way that we can do that is if, like it says in the Philippians 4:8 scripture, we've got to be thinking about things of God and the truth of God.
Yeah, it's so good. So powerful. The word of God is powerful. And the third thing that we think is a great way for dealing with negative thoughts is to continually practice gratitude.
Yeah, there is always things that you can be thankful for. I love it in that passage in Philippians, the Apostle Paul says it twice in verse 6 and then again down in verse 8. Be thankful. Always praise God. And we can do it if we think about it.
Yeah, and I think even more so in times and situations where there are challenges, you've got to make that decision to focus on the good. And in lockdown even, you know, it can be hard. You can be thinking about all the things that make it difficult. But then we're trying to focus, and even talking to the kids at the end of every night, what has been some great things about today? What are you grateful for? Time with family or getting outside for a bike ride, the simple things.
Mm.
But if you go to bed, if you end your day thinking about all of the good things, then it does change the way that you feel.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I love what the King David, you know, in the Psalm, he said, you know, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. All the days. So every day there is goodness of God that can be found.
That's right. It's so powerful. And putting your and setting your eyes on God is always a great way to put things in perspective and reminding yourself that he's in control,
yeah,
that he's
right.
got this.
Totally. Yeah. Well, why don't we wrap up in prayer? Father, I thank you that we can stop and we can take a moment, Father, to ultimately acknowledge that you are in control no matter what season or circumstance we find ourselves in. Father, would you help every person listening to this podcast to take captive those negative thoughts? Father, to make their thinking align with your the truth of your word. And Father, continually practice attitude of gratitude, thanking you and looking for your goodness on every occasion. I pray a blessing over everyone today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at Life.